Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. Wow. We have got a lot going on, and let me say this as we get started. What a terrible situation yesterday in New York City, which was right around the corner, and I mean right around the corner from Newsmax headquarters over on in Midtown Manhattan, over on the east side there of the island. And we now know that this crazed lunatic and the issue here, the issue is what was this guy on? He was on some sort of a medication, and we don't know what it is. We have no earthly idea. But what we do know is that he was armed with a weapon. And what got me was he was able to just casually stroll up to the building with this weapon and immediately open fire. And killing a lot of people. And this poor police officer who had been on the New York City police force for 4 years, just a good guy, a family guy. He was married. He and his wife had two boys. She is 8 months pregnant. And then I believe his elderly parents live with them in New York City. So just a terrible tragedy. And if they establish any sort of a fund for the family, we will let you know. And we'll pass all of that information along to you. But just a really a heartbreaking story there in New York City. You know, one of the things I find fascinating is the level of violence and crime in these gun-free zones. Because New York City is, quite frankly, it's a gun-free zone when you think about it. They make it very, very difficult for anybody to own a firearm. And then once you do own the firearm, the rules and regulations are just so draconian that it's almost not worth it from a legal perspective to actually carry a weapon, to carry a firearm. Just really insane. And that was sort of the running joke, is that only the bad guys are allowed to have guns in New York City, which is somewhat true. So anyway, that story is unfolding. Apparently the guy was a high school football player, had some head injuries or something, and had it out for the NFL. And he was actually targeting the NFL, got on the wrong elevator and ended up on the wrong floor, and a lot of people died. Now, early on, they had been saying that this guy, an eyewitness, was recorded saying, oh, well, the guy was saying Free Palestine. Apparently that has nothing to do with it. Allegedly. So police are still investigating. Now, I've got to talk about this story out of Cincinnati. We had the great Bill Cunningham on my Newsmax show last night. We're going to play some of that audio a little bit later on. But the police chief in Cincinnati, this gal, she's a piece of work. And she's out there and this large marge, and she doesn't like. You need to understand this so you can understand the context. When you hear her voice, you're going to understand who this woman really is. She really doesn't like white men at all. She's a white chick, by the way, but she doesn't like white men. As a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit that's been filed, and she's been accused of discriminating against white officers and also not promoting white officers. I mean, that's how insane it is. So she's out there, and her whole shtick is hiring more minorities and more women on the police force. But she's talking, she went before the cameras yesterday. They arrested five people who were attacking just two white people, random white people in downtown Cincinnati. And she's blaming not the bad guys here. She's actually blaming social media and the media, the news reporters, for showing videos. So it's our fault because we dared show the videos of black people attacking white people. Listen to cut seven, please.
Another topic I want to cover real quick. Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event. What that does, that causes us some difficulties in thoroughly investigating the activity and enforcing the law. Because what happens, that social media post and your coverage of it distorts the content of what actually happened. And it makes our job more difficult. Go ahead, right here.
Thank you. Two questions. Where were the nearest officers?
In the central business section. They were working. They were both in vehicles, and like I said, they had to maneuver through the traffic.
My second question is, you had said social media and news media distorted the content of what actually happened. What exactly was distorted? I understand that there was one, you know, multiple views of the video, mm-hmm. but exactly what led up to this? I mean, what was distorted?
Yeah, so I think by the irresponsibility with social media is it just shows one side of the equation quite frequently without context, without factual context. And then people run with that. And then it grows legs and it becomes something bigger that we then have to try to manage as part of the investigation.
So hold on. All right, so I'm just curious here, but what part of it did we get wrong here? I mean, I went back through and I watched the video. I saw the people being sucker punched. I saw the white woman being brutally beaten by a black man until she was unconscious and until she was there bleeding in the streets of Cincinnati. I'm just curious, what context do we need here? Now, at this point, and hear me on this, because I know exactly where all of this is going to end up going. Now, you're right. And the chief is right. We don't know what led up to this, but the violence and the behavior that we saw is unacceptable. I don't care who you are. I don't care what was said. It's unacceptable. Now, there are people that are making suggestions that, oh, well, maybe somebody said a bad word. Okay, let's, and again, we have no knowledge of that, but let's just say, for the sake of the argument here, that that somebody in that crowd said a bad word. Does that mean that the guy deserves to be beaten to death? I'm just curious about that. Is there a law on the books somewhere in, I don't know, Cincinnati, Ohio? Maybe there's a federal statute that if somebody uses that certain word, unless they're, you know, a rap artist, does that mean that it's okay to be beaten to death? Is that a, hear me on this now, are you telling me that using that word is a death sentence in America? Is that what we're saying here? Again, we don't know what was said, and we don't. And I suspect neither does the police chief. Here's what I suspect they're really upset about, is that people dared to film black people attacking white people and put it up on social media. I think that's all because now they don't have an opportunity to say, no, it didn't happen. Or, oh, there was something else to it. There was nothing else to it. What you saw is what happened. A guy, several guys, white guys getting sucker punched, people in different locations, and a woman being beaten to the ground by a man. I don't know about you, but I don't really think we need much more context than that. may be mistaken here, but I don't think we do. We had Bill Cunningham on the show, and a little bit later on, we're going to play the interview. Cunningham told me that downtown Cincinnati is a war zone. It's insane. He said thousands of cars are getting broken into. People are doing street takeovers. People are shooting guns. And all I could think to myself was, oh, my God, it's Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, it was just that's the first thing that came to mind. But then I remembered the mayor of Memphis. This guy's name is Paul Young, and he's a Democrat. And he came out, and every time, look, overnight, we had five shootings in Memphis, five shootings just overnight. And the reason why we had so few is because it's just really hot outside. It really is, even for the bad guys. And so we only had five shootings last night in Memphis, including one at a Wendy's. Guy got killed. No, I don't know what he ordered. That's irrelevant. I'm just saying he got killed at the Wendy's. So anyway, the mayor comes out, and do you know who he blames? This is, I don't know if they're working off some sort of a Saul Alinsky rules for radical mayor's handbook. I don't know what they're doing here, but the mayor of Memphis came out and said, well, no. The problem is it's not crime, it's perception. And he said, all you people in the media talking about it, and he called out KWAM, which is the radio station I own, and said that we were to blame. And you know why? Because we started a Facebook group where people can go in and report crime that even the local media won't cover. And it's insane, and it's terrifying. And the mayor can't stand it because they've lost the narrative at that point. And that's what's happening in Cincinnati right now. And I suspect in other cities around the country where the crime is just off the charts. And the reason why is because of these Democrats. They don't want to crack down on crime. They don't want to crack down on violence. They want you, and hear me on this, and I know this sounds devious, and I don't mean for it. I mean, it's only Tuesday. We don't need to be this dark and devious yet, but this is the reality. They want you to be scared. They want you to live in fear. That's what they really want. And that's why you have people like Mayor Paul Young and the Real Housewives of Memphis on the city council, and they're out there saying, oh, you know, we want to be known as the biggest, baddest black city in America. We want to be known for our swagger and soul. I mean, that's what's happening in Cincinnati right now. So I hate it for him. My recommendation to the good people of Cincinnati is you guys, you got to deal with it, and you got to get out there, and you got to play hardball with your elected leaders. And when they tell you to shut up, that means you need to holler. That's what we do here in Memphis, Tennessee. I also just advise our staff to make sure they're going the speed limit. But the MPD here, the Memphis Policeman, they love KWAN. They love our radio station. You know why? We're the only, hear me on this, we are the only media outlet in Memphis that has their backs. The only one. But I'm telling you, it is a dangerous thing in Cincinnati, and there's going to be more of this happening. And it is going to drive the elected leaders, it's going to drive the police chief nuts. But the reality is, there is crime, there is black on white crime. The bigger issue is the black on black crime. Nobody wants to talk about that. We got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Stearns, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor's school nutrition program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. Oh, where is that story? Ah, yes. All right, welcome back to the Tom Stearns Radio Show. This story out of McGee, Mississippi. We've got to hunt down this police chief. His name is Dennis Borges, and I like this guy. The police chief, he's a no-nonsense type. And who was the guy? I know somebody, one of our Tennessee listeners will remember this guy. He used to walk around. They did a movie about him, and he used to carry, I think it was a baseball bat or a stick, or a log or something. And who was it? Walking Tall was the movie. I know somebody will call in and remind us. Anyway, that's who this guy reminds me of. I don't know what happened over the weekend, but something happened in McGee, Mississippi that set off the police chief. And the chief said, "We're not going to be doing the hood culture in this town." And I'm like, "Oh, what? Wait, what?" So anyway, here's what he wrote. "Dear businesses, citizens, and visitors of McGee, I want to make something very clear. McGee will not be a city that tolerates fighting, reckless behavior, or disruptions at community events. We are working to build a city where families can enjoy themselves without having to witness violence or unnecessary drama." If you've been down to the Popeyes, you know what he's talking about. I'm just digressing here. He continues, "If you aren't raised to conduct yourself properly in public, McGee will be the place to remind you how to behave." Uh-oh. "The recent fights at the Sportsplex and at GW and Joe's," I think those are local restaurants, "are unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Let me be direct. This is not about race. It's not black, white, or Hispanic culture. It's hood culture. And we're not going to be tolerating that or entertaining that here. If you cannot act right, I suggest you stay home or visit a city that allows that kind of behavior, like Memphis." That's me. He didn't write that. But anyway, I continue. "In McGee, if you fight, you will be arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Establishments that repeatedly attract this kind of crowd or fail to maintain order risk being shut down. No business is exempt." Now, there goes Popeyes. "Let this be a warning. If your establishment continues to draw violent or disruptive individuals, you are gambling with your livelihood. Protect your business by protecting your environment. Anybody caught fighting at the Sportsplex will face a one-year ban. If the fight happens at a business, it's up to that establishment to take a stand and keep those individuals out." Now, I need to call Ben Dieter to find out what this last line is. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm as Southern as the day is long, but I don't think Parker, I know you're from the South. Your people are from Alabama. Doesn't get much more Southern than that. You ever heard this phrase, Parker? I'm curious.
Let's hear it.
"Some folks don't believe fat meat is greasy until you show them just how greasy it really is."
I cannot say I've heard that one before.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Wow, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's meant to be good. "Some folks don't believe fat meat is greasy unless you show them just how greasy it really is." So what the police chief is saying, I think, is don't be greasy. That's don't you be greasy. And especially don't be fat meat greasy. That's really greasy. So there you go. I like this guy. This is, and by the way, if every police chief in every major American city had that kind of an attitude, then we would not be having the crime problems we're having. Memphis, Tennessee, you want to know how to fix Memphis and Cincinnati? It's very simple. All you got to do is hire a police chief with that kind of mentality. You got to crack some heads. I mean, that's what he's saying. Just say no to the hood culture. Just say no to the hood culture, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be greasy meat. I think that's what he's also, I think that's what he's saying. I'm not really sure. We'll have to check with Dieter on that. He's all right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Look, here's the deal. We need to get back to this. You know, it was old Hillary. Big Hillary said it takes a village. It really doesn't. It honestly only takes a mom and a dad. But when we were growing up and you lived in a neighborhood, it also took neighbors. And those neighbors, they had permission to wear your butt out and then tell your parents about it, and they wore you out just as bad. I think there was something to those days, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. I was laughing at CNN anchor Aaron Burnett, and yesterday it's always, I don't know if you guys have noticed this trend, but it's true. They're always quick to immediately blame the white man for all of these mass shootings. It's somewhat comical. So they literally, even in the face of in the face of the obvious. And they had the video or the video footage and the photographs, the still photos of the shooter going into the skyscraper yesterday. And they're showing that on CNN. And here's how CNN and their expert handled the story. Cut eight, please.
Offers at any given time.
All right. So, Brian, stay with us. The former deputy director of the FBI, Andy McCabe, is with us as well. And, Andy, I just want to ask you, you talk about a 44-story building, as Brian is reporting. And what John Miller just said, there were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white, and that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly video on those elevators, that they were able to move that quickly. And John said they're focused on various floors in the upper parts of the building. We don't know his status right now, if that's going to end up being where he is, but they have moved incredibly quickly.
They really have. And, you know, let's be honest, this is the largest, best trained, best.
All right. So again, there you go, guys. CNN, once again, trying to blame the white guy. Winning clearly. I mean, they're showing photos of this black dude with an afro, and they're saying, oh, yeah, there's the white guy. You just can't make this stuff up. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So yesterday we told you about Sydney Sweeney. She is the fashion model. And she is the new spokesbabe for American Eagle, which is Parker May's now his favorite clothing store. And I mean, right after the show, I got wind that you like were hightailing it to a carriage crossing to go shopping. Unless I got my facts wrong.
I don't know about those reports, but that's hilarious.
So anyway, a lot of young red-blooded American men are now big fans of American Eagle because of Sydney Sweeney's clothing ad. And it really is the antidote for this woke marketing culture that's out there. So So Good Morning America is now accusing American Eagle of promoting Nazism. So if you've seen the video, and Parker, you saw the video, you saw the young lady and the automobile, did you come away with, were you saluting, were you doing the Heil Hitler after the ad?
Definitely not.
You weren't
doing. I don't know where you get to that conclusion.
There wasn't a goose step in your step. You're not growing a little short mustache.
Definitely not.
Just want to make sure. All right, there you go. So, Good Morning America of all people. I never thought this would happen on Good Morning America. So they're connecting American Eagle and the fact that Sydney Sweeney is a white gal with the Nazis. Take a listen to Cut 11.
The backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Despite that backlash, American Eagle stock has been soaring.
That's right. Yeah. What, I guess a lot of Nazis in America? Is that what they're trying to tell us? This is insane. So again, more on American Eagle. Cut number six.
American Eagle using fashion as a way to influence young, middle American women ages 15 to 25 because that's their demographic. In their prime reproductive years, to focus on purity and passing down the correct genes. And they thought it was a cute double entendre, but it wasn't. Oh, and don't think this was an accident. This was very intentional, and it would not have mattered one bit if a person of color was in the room because this message was not intended for us. Oh, and it landed for its intended market. Fashion companies use ads to send out very alarming messages. This isn't the first time, and it won't be the last.
All right. What? Really? Is that, are you, when you watch, and by the way, there are lots of black products out there. I don't feel bad. I don't feel left out if, you know, I don't see a white guy in a Jerry Curl ad, right? Do you? I mean, well, maybe Ben Dieter. I mean, he's got a white guy fro. But again, the whole point of American Eagle is they're not excluding anybody. They just happen, and I know this is a cardinal sin these days, but apparently you're not allowed to have hot-looking white chicks in TV ads anymore. I don't know why that's wrong, but that's what they're saying. But it's not so much that, oh, you're committing racism, so now you're a Nazi. I'm trying to connect the two, and I'm having a very difficult time. So that reminds me of a Calvin Klein ad from not too long ago. And Calvin Klein is like in peak wokeness. And so they did a commercial for an underwear ad for fat black chicks. And we've got the audio, and I want you to hear the ad.
I am not a moment. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I am Chica.
I'm sorry, did you say Chunky or Chica? Chica, not Chunky. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Parker.
Calvin Klein.
Am I offended by that? No, I'm not. What do I care? They're trying to sell underwear for the supersized models. Pardon me, plus size, full figured. Is that what we're calling them? I don't know.
Full figured works.
Thank you, full figured. Just, you got to keep me honest here, Parker. So all that to say, I mean, so clearly they're going after overweight minority women in this ad. So what should we read into that? If you want diabetes, wear Calvin Klein underpants? I don't know. Or maybe, just maybe, Calvin Klein thinks, hey, there's a huge demographic, pardon that pun, there's a large, there is a ginormous, I can't, I just, I'm sorry. There are a lot of people that are fat and minorities who want to wear their fat underpants. And that's okay because they're in the business of selling loads of underpants. Just like American Eagle wants to sell all of their products to super skinny white chicks. Anybody got it? But everybody's got a problem with that. I am surprised the alcoholism level in America has not increased over the past few years. I'm really shocked by that. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Wow, we've got a great, great lineup tonight on Newsmax. Bill Cunningham is back with us tonight, the very latest on the violence in Cincinnati. Also, Corey Bowman, who is the half-brother of J.D. Vance. He's running for mayor, and we're going to talk to him. Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be with us, and Congressman Aaron Bean from Florida. Speaking of Newsmax, we are now the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. That's pretty awesome. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows like The Todd Stearns Show. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can start watching today. You can also get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com for that information. Again, that's NewsmaxInvest.com. You know, Parker, I'm over on the Afrosheen website, afrosheen.org, and I am greatly offended by the lack of diversity. I do not see anyone that looks like Ben Dieter on this website, not a single person. And I just, again, I mean, if we're going to go after American Eagle for their lack of diversity, for God forbid, actually featuring a white person in an ad, which is, let's get honest, that's a little rare these days, right? So if we're going to get onto American Eagle, then why not go after a company like Afrosheen? I mean, I could imagine, I can see Ben Dieter on Black Entertainment TV hawking blowout spray.
He could definitely pull it off.
Oh, you know what? Well, he's all about the organic stuff. What about the Butterlush Fro Butter? It contains shea butter, coconut oil to nourish and hydrate your hair, scalp, and beards. You know, maybe I could go for that. It might give me a little bit of luster up top. I'm just... Could you imagine Stearns with a fro? I don't think that would work. I really don't. That reminds me, Parker, did you see the WNBA game? This is terrible. It's a horrible story. So they're having a basketball game, and, you know, it's hard enough. It's hard enough to get people to go anyway, right? Because it's, you know, women playing basketball. No offense, ladies. So anyway, they're in the middle of the game, and all of a sudden, one of the players, her hair falls off. It's terrible. And so they have to stop the game, and she scoops up her hair and is running to the locker room, and I guess to reinstall it or whatever. I don't know. They said it was the announcers like, uh-oh, it's a hair malfunction. And I had never seen that in a basketball game before. I used to watch a lot. I love college basketball. I'm not a big fan of the NBA. But I don't recall, Parker, and you're the sports guy, and you're a basketball nut, I don't recall that ever happening to the guys.
No, it's never happened.
All right.
Never
I just want to make sure
any of my players.
No, not at all. I was shocked. So anyway, if you're on the opposing team, guess what you're going to do If the other team's player loses her hair on the basketball court, there's going to be some heckling involved. There's going to be some mocking. Well, it turns out that a fan did just that and was thrown, not only thrown out of the game, but has been banned for life from the WNBA. And I'm not sure that's the punishment they think it is. Maybe they should have said, all right, you've got to come to every game now.
Did that guy win this whole thing?
I think he is the winner.
He might have been the winner.
He's the big winner. He's the big winner of it all. Oh, my Lord. So anyway, it's a big hullabaloo now on social media, and everybody's like, really? I mean, this is why the WNBA, they can't make any money. It's like, you're telling me you're not allowed to make fun of the players. That's like a whole part of the shtick of basketball. I feel bad for them because they don't get it. They just don't get it. Oh, what a tangled web they weave. Well, in more ways than one, I guess. But I'm just curious, girls, and this goes. Oh, you know what? This does happen in the NFL, right? With the dreadlocks, but you're allowed to actually pull them. I mean, and use those to bring a player down. That is not. I don't believe that's a penalty.
Now that I have seen. I've seen Derrick Henry, who used to play for the Tennessee Titans, get tackled by his dreads before.
Man, that's got to hurt. Jeez, so again, I mean, if you're a player, why would you even wear them, right? Why not take them out before the game? It seems to me that would be a possible distraction.
I know he has now started to tuck them inside the helmet, which is very smart.
I think that's a smart move. I mean,
I don't know why every player does not do that.
Well, exactly. And especially the girls playing basketball. Because it's ugly out there. I'm just telling you, it's just butt ugly. Well, not the players. I'm just talking about the level of violence directed. I'm in big trouble. This show is gone. It's not looking good, folks. All right, coming up in the next hour, Steve Gill and Sandy Rios join us. They were on Newsmax last night. We have a great back and forth with them on some of the big crazy stories of the day coming out of Washington. Also, President Trump and these tariffs. Folks, I got to tell you, I think even the Democrats are just astounded at the level of success this president has had. And it doesn't really matter. The Epstein stuff, and I know a lot of people are still riled up about it. I just don't think it's going to matter at the end of the day because the president is really supercharging and super energizing the economy. It's truly remarkable. And the president working out trade deals with the European Union. We've got the Thailand-Cambodia peace deal. And as the president said, millions of people are going to be saved here. But for the American taxpayers, can you imagine what would happen if the president announced that we're all getting rebates because of the tariffs? They've been so successful that every American taxpayer is going to get a rebate from the federal government. If that happens, I think the Republicans are going to be in office for a very long time. That's what I think is going to happen. So anyway, good for President Trump. He's having a great time over in Scotland. And he'll be coming back to the U.S. The president also issuing a statement on that very horrible situation in New York City, honoring the police officer who was shot and killed. But God bless President Trump. And this is going to be a great thing for all of us here in America. Hey, before we go to break, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to go and get a copy of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. The book is doing incredibly well. It came out in, let's see here, it came out in June, and we have been selling thousands of copies of this little devotion book. It's a beautiful book. You're going to love it, and it's a perfect little gift book for people. So if you've got, you know, if you're one of these people and you want to give people, if you want to give people something as a gift, then you've got to get a copy of this book. Again, it's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. All right, we've got to take a quick break. You can also get a signed copy at toddstearns.com. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books, you're going to be able to get a copy of it, and you are going to love it. It is going to be so encouraging to you. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. Great to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen, and trust you're doing well wherever you might be. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, last night on Newsmax, we had such a fun conversation with our good friend Steve Gill and Sandy Rios from American Family Radio. Let's take a listen to that interview. Sandy, I want to start with you. What do you make of what Bongino said there?
Well, since Dan has experienced so many things, it's kind of hard to figure. But I think, you know, we think President Obama has tried to destroy President Trump, as did Hillary Clinton, as did John Brennan, the head of the CIA. And we know all of these things now. So I'm not sure what could be worse than that. I mean, we're in the middle, unless he has seen that some people that we may still have some trust have been involved in the Epstein thing with the children. That's the only thing I can think of that would shock him that much, really.
You know, Steve, I get it. He's not a podcaster anymore. He's the deputy FBI director. And I'm wondering about whether or not he should be posting sort of these cryptic messages out there. And the impact that's going to have. I mean, people were really concerned about this over the weekend.
Yeah, lesson 101 in journalism is don't bury the lead. And he's not only buried it, he's, you know, taken a tractor trailer, even dumped on top of it at this point. Sandy's exactly right. You know, this is a guy who's seen it all. And for him to be shocked is kind of disturbing because we don't know what could still shock him. I do believe that what he has seen probably reveals in more detail that our intelligence communities, the FBI, the CIA, and others, literally changed documented information and detailed information to fit a political agenda rather than to advise our policymakers on facts and truth that they need to make good decisions. And if you have the intelligence community, if you have our FBI and law enforcement converting and twisting and perverting the facts to fit their agenda, they are putting lives at risk, not the least of which are our military personnel abroad who are going to be subjected to danger because our policymakers are making bad policy decisions to promote their political agenda.
Yosini, I'm curious your thoughts on where things are going with the Russiagate. We heard over the weekend, more than likely, we're going to be seeing indictments coming down, possibly Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Comey. How important is it for justice to be served here? You know, a lot of folks are saying, you know, it's just time to move on.
Oh, justice has to be served. I'll never forget being in Cambodia a number of years ago, and that's after the killing fields took place. And I did a lot of interviews, and one of the things that I learned was in Cambodia, the people had to still live next door to the Khmer Rouge, who had killed their families and brutally murdered them, and there was never justice. And they told me at the time it was creating despair and hopelessness in Cambodia. The truth is we need justice. People need justice. Otherwise, we become hopeless. And we lose our faith in everything. So absolutely justice must be done. And if justice is just telling the truth and exposing them, like Hillary Clinton's plan to tie President Trump to Russia in order to destroy him and have that expedited by Barack Obama and by the FBI director, James Comey, and the CIA director, John Brennan. We need to know that. And if they never go to prison, if there's never a Nuremberg trial, which I wish there were, the truth is just sometimes enough, because those people will never be viewed in the same way again. Even when I see Barack Obama now, it's just repulsive. And I don't think that people will look on him the same way they used to, no matter what happens. Oh, and that's the way it should
she's
be.
She's a paying customer.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on Obama. He is a very diminished man from what he was, Sandy. You know, Steve, when you look at the lineup of the rogue gallery here, you think that people need to go to jail as well?
Absolutely. And I was joking with a friend of mine who's a sheriff in Tennessee. My only question from a legal standpoint is, should they be cuffed in the front or in the back when they're finally perp walked and arrested? Sandy's exactly right. There has to be justice brought to bear, or the next generation of intelligence and law enforcement officials will get away with it as well. You know, when I was a kid and my younger brothers and I got spankings, it helped deter us from doing whatever earned that spanking again. And if these people don't get spanked and spanked hard, then not only will they perhaps continue this behavior, because many of them still have their intelligence briefings, they still have their security clearances, giving them access to America's secrets so they can sell them to the highest bidder. And that next generation will think they can do it too, because these guys got away with it.
Yeah, guys, we're going to have to leave it there. A great analysis and intel. Sandy Rio, Steve Gill, guys, thank you so much for coming on Newsmax.
All right. That's and again, just a flavor of what we do on the Newsmax show, 5 o'clock Eastern. And I hope you guys tune in for that. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. I'm just curious here. How important is it for you as a voter that justice is done here? When it comes to Hillary Clinton and John Brennan and James Comey and all the others, how important is it for you to see justice served here? Or because there will be an effort within the Republican circles to say, you know what, it's time to move on. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, we've got to take a quick break, folks. And again, ToddStearns.com. Be sure to check out our great website. We have all sorts of great information for you there, including original news content, along with our free podcast and our free newsletter. By the way, I want to tell you about our friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. They are the conservative alternative to AARP, and they're fighting every day to protect the principles that make America great. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're 18 years old or 80 years old, AMAC is for anybody who loves this country. And for just a few dollars a year, you're going to get their outstanding magazine, you're going to get exclusive discounts, and you're going to get great resources. So I want you to visit amac.us/Stearns. That's amac.us/Stearns. Check them out right now, and be sure to join the fight to keep America strong.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Steve in New Bern, North Carolina, listening to us today. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. My concern with prosecuting the perpetrators of the Russiagate hoax, it's going to take so much time and effort, and you know it would be tight. good defense attorneys can tie it up. And it's also going to further divide our country. I have an idea that if the evidence is strong enough that they be offered the opportunity to admit their guilt publicly, relinquish all federal benefits, including retirement, are disallowed from having any government position or position with any organization that takes federal funds for in exchange for a presidential pardon.
So you sort of cut out there at the beginning, Steve. So you don't believe we should prosecute Obama or the others for the sake of what, national unity?
Not just for the sake of unity, but also for the cost to the taxpayers, because that's going to be horrendous. The amount of time it's going to be tied up in the courts, it will be years before any of those folks are ever found guilty and actually sentenced.
Well, it could be. You go back to, I would disagree with that, Steve, but I will. I mean, there is some precedent here when Richard Nixon probably would have gone to jail. But Nixon, by the way, always proclaimed his innocence. But then you had Gerald Ford that issued the full pardon, and a lot of people believe that's what actually did him in. That's why he lost the election to Jimmy Carter. I would say there are probably other reasons for that. But there were a lot of people who were really enraged that Nixon stepped in and issued the pardon. And I'm wondering if that would even cause more frustration among the base of the party.
That's certainly a possibility, yeah.
I mean, no, it is an interesting thought, and we'll throw it out there, Steve, and see what others say, and I appreciate the call. Steve there is saying that, folks, for the sake of America and the almighty dollar, we just need to work out some sort of a deal that does not include jail time. You know, they can admit their guilt and move on from there. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Bill in Cordova, Tennessee. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good to be on the show. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it. To Steve's point, I think it's exactly the opposite. I think national unity is why we should be prosecuting Hillary Clinton and these people. They've been getting away with this stuff for eons, and we've had this justice system double standard that needs to be brought to bear. People need to realize what's been going on, and I think that's one of the best ways to do it. Plus the fact that we just need to prosecute all these people that were involved in Russiagate without any condition. They just need to be prosecuted if there's no statute of limitations and everything is in place to do it.
Bill, here's where I stand on this, and I'm pretty hardcore. We cannot allow this to ever happen again. And the only way to make sure this doesn't happen again is to literally throw the book at these people. And it has to be so public and so transparent. And, you know, people will think twice before ever going down this path again.
111%. I agree with you on that.
I mean, this is a dangerous thing.
Me, I'm hardcore, too.
Yeah, well, this is a dangerous thing that Barack Obama's done, and he has destabilized our nation. That's what he has done, and he has to pay for that. And I know that he's not going to. He's got presidential immunity. Fine, I get that. That means everybody underneath him has to pay the price, and I'm just hoping there's somebody. And at this point, I would be willing for it to be Hillary Clinton. If she were to sit down, strike a deal with the prosecution and say, okay, I'm going to plead, but to escape jail time, I'm just going to spill the beans. And here's what really went down.
Can I address that immunity thing? Because the way the Supreme Court ruled that, he's immune from things that he did in the line of duty, if you will, with his job as president of the United States. I don't think a soft coup
or treason fall in that category. And I do think he's prosecutable, and I've talked to several attorneys that agree with that.
Well, and it may be. I don't know. But that's exactly what they'll argue. And that in and of itself could, you know, wind up in the courts for years. Probably long after we're gone, they'd still be fighting over that. But I want to see heads rolling right now. And I don't know what Bongino is up to. And here's the thing. Bongino has to protect his afterlife. You know, he's gotta go back to the radio show, he's gotta go back to the podcast after he wraps up his gig here. And it may be, 3 years from now or, whatever. But he's gotta protect himself, and right now he's not looking all that great because of the Epstein files. So my question is, what was the whole point of this weekend thing where he puts out this ominous cryptic message? Is it really something that is going to rock the Republic? Or are you just writing that to, again, protect yourself so when you can leave, you can say that, you never violated your, personally held beliefs?
Right. I've missed that on the weekend. I have no idea what he said, so I can't really address that. But, back to the prosecution, we have to prosecute these people. There is just no other alternative. And I think it would help unify the country if it was done, as you said, with transparency and openness.
Well, Bill, we shall see, my friend. Good hearing from you. But, yeah, we've got to play hardball. There's no mercy here. Oh, except for one person. And, Bill, thank you for the call. Except for one person, you're the one that gets to get out of jail card. Everybody else, they've got to serve it all full time. And it's got to be ugly. They got to serve it in the worst prison in America. But it's all got to be transparent, and there can't be any wobbling. That's a big problem, is that Republicans love to go wobbly. They get all soft and mushy, and they want to try to make nice. We can't do that anymore. Those days, ladies and gentlemen, are just simply long gone. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. North Carolina Democrat State Representative Julia Greenfield. You folks in North Carolina know this gal? So she's a Democrat, and she's all upset because the illegals are getting shipped off to their home countries. And I want you to listen to why State Representative Greenfield is upset.
As we have seen, as certain states have deported immigrants, what's happened? The crops are not being picked. The hotels do not have anyone providing the service.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what? You're telling me that if I were to check into a Motel 6 in, say, Statesville, North Carolina, that Motel 6 would be dirty, it would be filthy? I find that very hard to believe. So she's concerned for two reasons. Number one, the hotels, they don't have anybody to do room service anymore. And number two, apparently nobody's picking the cotton. There are no cotton pickers in North Carolina anymore. So I don't know does this woman own a plantation? Is that what she's concerned about? I guess slaves are illegal, but it's okay to hire cheap labor from El Salvador. Is that what this woman is saying? Ladies and gentlemen, it's moments like this that really provide some clarity between the two political parties. It was, back in the turn of the last century, it was the Democrats running around in white bedsheets burning crosses on the front lawns of black people, and it was Republicans who were out there trying to register black people to vote. They don't teach that. They don't teach that in American history. They ought to, but they don't teach that in American history, ladies. It's really unfortunate. But there you go, a North Carolina representative, Julia Greenfield, upset because she doesn't have slaves picking cotton in her cotton fields. And by slaves, she wants the illegals. All right, got to take a quick break here, everybody. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Beautiful Belle Chasse, Louisiana. Luis is on the line. Hi, Luis. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. So I was listening to your show, and I agree with the last caller and yourself. I think we should throw the book at those people. They were trying to throw the book at the innocent ones, knowing they were behind it. And if we don't do that, that will never, you know, they will never be held accountable. The Republicans need to put on their pants and push forward with it.
You know, Luis, I'm just I don't use talking points, so you know I get myself in trouble with sometimes with the Republicans. I happen to be a registered Republican. I don't make any bones about that. But you know, the same thing with the Epstein files. Campaign on the issue, put it out there. And let you know if somebody did something wrong on our side of the aisle, well, you know what? They deserve to be punished.
Absolutely. I'm a prior service Marine, and Bongino, I was high on him, especially when he was going to the FBI, and for him to take a weekend off and then come back with nothing. Same thing with Patel. You're right. We ran with it, and now we're scared, you know? It's like somebody got to them.
Yeah. Luis, how long did you serve in the Marines?
21 years.
Wow. So, man, so that's you were in there for the career, for the long haul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm actually an immigrant myself. My mother brought me here when I was 12 years old. So I'm all against that illegal immigration myself.
Well, I'm all for legal immigration. If folks,
I am all for
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I am all for legal, but not illegal.
All right, now, are you from the New Orleans area by any chance? Belle Chasse is not too far away from New Orleans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, good eating. You know, I got to get back down there. I only eat po' boys in New Orleans, in Louisiana. It's the bread.
Yes, let us know next time you come in. The bread is fantastic.
Oh, it's good stuff. Luis, thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Give us a holler back one of these days. And you be safe out there on the roadways. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Josh Jones, our guy in D.C. So, Josh, have you ever been down to the Big Easy, New Orleans?
I haven't, unfortunately. It's one of the states I need to check off my list. But I'm working on it. I will eventually.
All right, good stuff. Because you've been down in Texas working candidates and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We've been down in South Texas a lot recently, area that used to be a Democratic stronghold that's, you know, turning for the Republicans in huge numbers. So we've been doing a lot of work down there recently.
Well, I'm glad to see that. So what, I mean, you've been down there, boots on the ground. How are things looking for the Republicans?
I mean, in South Texas in particular, things are looking really good. We have strong candidates down there. It's a Republican trending area. And I mean, look, the majority of the the people that live down there are either immigrants or of Hispanic descent, but they're coming to the Republican side of the issue. Meanwhile, Democrats try and paint the Republican Party as the party of just, you know, anti-immigration, which isn't true. It's just anti-illegal immigration. And the folks who live on the border get that better than anybody else, regardless of their background.
You see, you just heard, we just had Luis on, who's came here to America, his mother did. Immigrants, and he's in the Marine Corps, and he's a conservative, and I really wonder, Josh, it's not so much the politics as much as it is the culture. I mean, the Hispanic culture is very religious, very conservative.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the equation, but yeah, you're absolutely correct. A lot of these folks from like a Latin descent, it's a very Catholic heavy influenced area. So it's, like you said, it's more than just politics. It's also cultural. And I mean, the Democrats have just been totally out of touch on the cultural front, even just with everyday Americans on just about everything. So this is just another example of Democrats being out of touch and people realizing that and coming over to the Republican side of things.
I'm curious because you really do a lot of traveling. I think where you got, like in the last election cycle, were you out in what, Utah, Colorado, somewhere? How difficult is that for you to go into a different, you know, region of the country, dealing with culture and really making sure that the Republican message is fine-tuned for that audience?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's a balancing act, right? Because you do go to these different markets, these different parts of the country, whether it's Texas, Utah, you know, wherever it may be, that, you know, there's a national brand for Republicans, but there's also, I mean, state brands, and even it gets down to like the district level. So it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. So you really have to work with candidates and their teams of, you know, why are you in this? What are you running on? What issues are important in your community? And then amplify that and blend it into a national message, particularly when it comes to Congress, because it is obviously federal. So it's a balancing act of talking about those local issues, but also folks do want to hear what you're going to do on some of these federal issues or, you know, federal dramas happening in D.C.
So a lot of it is really, what is the old saying, politics is local.
Yeah, exactly. Everything starts at the grassroots level. It really does. All the way up to the White House. You know, it's often easy time, especially here in D.C. It's something I try not to do. But in D.C., it's very easy to get caught up in the Beltway drama and the news cycle. And then everybody else in the country is like, what are you guys talking about? So it's very important to stay grounded and listening to the grassroots.
Josh Jones with us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Josh, we're switching gears. I'm going to get in so much trouble for asking you this question. Are you an American Eagle shopper? Is that one of the stores that you go to when you're in the mall?
I have to say I have it as of late, but I know why you're asking, but I have it as of late, though.
So you and Parker, it's funny, you know, Dylan's on vacation. He's down at the Gulf of America with his wife. And, yeah, Parker's also pleading the fifth here on this one. But the Sydney Sweeney story is cracking me up.
No, I mean, it's funny, too. And if you look at their stock after the ad campaign release, it showed up, I forget the exact numbers, so don't hold me to it, but I think it showed up like 15% or something like that, which is just insane. But honestly, good for them. I mean, it's a good marketing campaign. It clearly worked, so kudos to whoever came up with that.
Here's the thing. If I'm selling... I guess if I'm selling clothing, I would want someone like a Sydney Sweeney or even a Josh Jones. I mean, you're a good-looking guy. I mean, you could probably – but if I'm selling, like, barbecue, I've got somebody like me on the cover, right? Because I want people to know, wow, I can look like that if I eat enough ribs.
That's funny. Yeah, right? No, I mean, listen, everybody's got a brand and got to play to an audience, so, like, you know. People just take note.
You got to. Oh, you're going to love this because you're a Liberty University grad. Christian music is making a breakthrough again. Did you know this?
Is it? I've not seen this, no.
No, there's a guy by the name of Forrest Frank, and okay. I guess everybody's doing his dance move now. It's some sort. It's like sweeping across the nation. The name of the song is Your Way's Better, and it's been on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for weeks now. But I think the poor guy, I think he's on the disabled list because he was doing a skating. Parker, you're shaking your head. What happened?
He was skateboarding and broke his back.
He broke his back.
Fractured something in his back, injured his back. But he's already released a song about it after that injury, which is kind
of
crazy.
Well, of course, you've got to do that, I guess. Take full advantage of it. Yeah, guys, you can't be doing the skateboarding if you're over like 21. That's just dangerous. That's not good at all. But, yeah, so anyway, it's, yeah, Christian music is on the rise again. So I used to listen to the Christian radio station, but they only played Chris Tomlin music. I don't know what's up with that. Anyway, all right. Well, Josh, we got to get you down to New Orleans. So you haven't been to Mardi Gras? You haven't done any of that stuff?
I know. I really haven't. Really, between work travel and personal travel, I try and mix it all. Obviously, work kind of takes me wherever the work is. But personal travel, I always try and go somewhere new to, like, check it out. Like, New Orleans is up there because I've brought it up in a couple discussions with friends. I'm like, oh, like, we should do a trip here. And every time it gets outvoted, but eventually I will be there.
All right. We're gonna ask Miss Janice, who's one of our regular callers from New Orleans. She'll give us a list of things you've got to do in New Orleans that you'll be able to tell your family about afterwards. So we'll
there we go.
Because it's yeah, you'll have a lot of fun down there. All right, Josh, we gotta leave it there. Great intel. Safe travels to you wherever you might be heading.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. The great Josh Jones. So nobody wants to fess up to shopping at American Eagle. What's the one that always stuck? There was a store in the mall, and you could smell it before you could see it. What was they sold the blue jeans that were, like, torn up to shreds for, like, $100. I never could figure that out. Oh, Abercrombie and Fitch. Do you know somebody told me the secret to that whole experience is that they actually spray the perfume into the or the cologne into the air conditioning vents, and that's why everything smelled. And then they hose down all the fashion wear, the holy blue jeans. I never could figure out why the kids would spend so much money on blue jeans that were already destroyed. I don't understand that. Anyway, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Man, it has been so hot. We have been, like, for 3 weeks now, we've been in this massive heat wave, and it has been bad. It's over 100 degrees, and it's really, the AC is really struggling to keep up with the temperatures. But anyway, they're telling us that we're going to have a break. So a cold front is about to move through Memphis. Southerners, we just don't do the heat well at all. By the way, coming up next week, Parker, this is going to be fun. We're going to be broadcasting the show from the FedEx St. Jude Classic. This is, like, huge. Going to be a lot of fun.
Very exciting.
So the top golfers in America coming through. And coming through Memphis, and Scheffler is going to be?
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler will be there. Number one player in the world.
That's going to be exciting. So we're going to be doing all 3 hours of the show live from Southwinds, which is where the tournament's always played.
Yes, TPC Southwind, top 70 players in the world will be there.
And we will too. And so if you're there, because they're expecting thousands of golf fans in the city. If you're there at the tournament, drop on by and say hello. Going to be a lot of fun. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Gary in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Well, earlier you were talking about before I say that, thank you for taking the call. Earlier, you were talking about the gentleman in New York City that shot the place up and killed those people and themselves. Part of the problem with that is the guy that stabbed 11 people in Michigan also had mental problems. And the judge supposed to pay his bail at $10,000 cash or $100,000 property, which is insane because she had the right to make it $500,000.
Well, look, here's the problem. A lot of the policies, and these are Republican and Democrat policies going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. You've got a lot of people out there who belong in a hospital somewhere, and they're walking the streets, and it's a very dangerous situation. When you throw into that, and you want to talk about a toxic cocktail, when you've got all these people that have been medicated over the years, you don't know what those medicines are doing and what kind of an impact they're going to have on, your psychological status.
And I couldn't believe a $10,000 cash bail.
It's insane.
11 attempted murder charges. And under the guidelines, it says that she gave him lower bail because he doesn't present a danger to the community. I mean, are you kidding me?
It's unacceptable. And Gary, at some point, and we're dealing with this situation in Memphis, we have these radical leftist judges and a lot of people accused of heinous crimes, and they're just allowed to walk right out of jail without any bond at all, without any bond at all. So, but again, with a $10,000, this guy, so you're telling me $10,000 bond, this guy in Michigan, cash, Traverse City.
Yep. $10,000 cash or $100,000 property. But the $10,000 cash part, I mean, it doesn't matter if he's semi-homeless or homeless. Someone ends up bailing somebody out for $10,000. And the next thing you know, I mean, plus he has a tremendous, like the guy in New York City, a tremendous history of causing harm to people. So, and this just blows right by the judges.
Well, that's just unacceptable. Gary, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know about. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish your thought.
No, just take care, and I really appreciate calling in.
All right. Gary, thank you. Wow, that's just insane. Sure enough, over the weekend, this guy, his name is Bradford Gill. He's accused of stabbing 11 people at this Walmart in Traverse City, trying to take one woman's head off, from what we were told. The guy facing 11 counts of assault, terrorism charges, assault with intent to murder. And the guy appeared in court in Traverse City, Maryland, yesterday. So there you go. The Grand Traverse County prosecutor asked a judge to set a significant bond because of the guy's criminal past and mental health struggles and the seriousness of what happened. And a sure enough, bond set at $100,000, and he was set free. That's unacceptable. Why was that guy allowed to walk out of the jail? I mean, he tried to kill 11 people. Thank God for the Marine veteran and this other guy, the law-abiding gun owner, who were the heroes, and they stopped the attack. The ages of those injured, 29 to 84, and we understand it was almost, what, I think half were critically injured, the others seriously injured. Unbelievable. And we understand most of the people are still in the hospital undergoing treatment, so we certainly want to pray for them. But he basically had one of those medium-sized pocket knives, one of those folding knives, and that's how he did it. And now this predator is back out on the streets again. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is what happens when you have radical leftists, and Traverse City is known to be a hotbed of liberalism. And now they've got this guy who's been accused of terrorism walking the streets again. I guarantee you the judge is a Democrat. Guarantee it. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, some people were asking, and we had gotten some messages about our Texas disaster relief effort and wanted to know if they could still give. And yes, you can. You can go to our website, and we're going to keep the banner up so you can still give and contribute and be a part of our fundraising effort. There was a story out of Texas, and we're going to have to get to that story in the next hour. But there was a story out of Texas that the people in Kerrville, the local leaders there, were caught mocking Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, city officials in Kerrville. Turns out that as the investigation unfolds, they were incredibly unprepared for the floods that hit the Hill Country. And according to documents, there was a text exchange between the Kerrville city manager, Dalton Rice, where he mocked Kristi Noem, called her Homeland Barbie. Just before that big July 5th press conference, an employee texted Rice, "Just saw you met Homeland Barbie. How is she?" And he replied, basically, "Homeland Barbie. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? Unbelievable. All right, got to take a quick break, folks. Hang tight. Again, if you'd like to donate to our Texas disaster relief effort, look for the red banner on ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Hour 3 of The Big Show. I am your host, Todd Starnes. Thank you for tuning in and listening wherever you might be across the nation. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Our great interview with Bill Cunningham from WLW, great radio station in Cincinnati. Real quick, though, I want to go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Let's go to beautiful Mont Eagle, Tennessee, and Fuzzy is on the line. Fuzzy, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, Fuzzy?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what would straighten this country up. If this United States Code would start being enforced, and the reason this country is in the shape it is because it isn't enforced. United States Code 18 U.S.C. 241 and 242, and all your listeners can Google it and read it and see what it says. Because it's a big problem in this country.
So Fuzzy, isn't it interesting that we have all these laws on the books, they just don't enforce the laws that are on the books. So they go out there and they make more laws when they really don't need to. They just need to enforce the ones that are already there on the books.
Yeah. Well, this one has been on the books since the beginning of the Constitution. And see, what's going to happen is, I mean, you already know what would happen if they do away with the Constitution and just disappear, because you're not even going to be on, you're not going to be able to have your radio show. So the deal is, every city mayor, county mayor, police officer, and person of color, what person of color means is, I mean, just let's just get down to it. Every person that raises their right hand and swears an oath to the Constitution, if they violate their oath, they commit a felon and up to life in prison. That's how serious that is.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's exactly. I mean, these are serious charges, and that's why, you know, Fuzzy, I think we're moving into a time in American history where we can't be, you know, I mean, we've got to play this by the book as Republicans. And we've got to make sure that people understand that we are a nation of laws and that we're going to enforce these laws.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, I mean, if they would enforce this simple United States Code, there'd be a lot of people in trouble. I mean, this is some serious stuff.
No doubt about it, Fuzzy. No doubt about it. So, Will, look, we're going to be all over it. We thank you so very much, though, for hanging out with us, and thank you for calling in, Fuzzy. And you keep things real there up on Mount Eagle Mountain. Thank you very much for that. You know, it's interesting. The last time I was in Mont Eagle, it must have been, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was a crazy story. There was a town up there, and a little, like, it's way up on the mountains. University of the South is, well, that's in Sewanee, which is right up in that same area. And Fox News flew me down. There was a big national story happening that the town ran out of water. And so once a day or once a week or something, no, it had to have been once a week, the water truck was driven in, and the water truck, people would, at that time, they'd be able to wash their clothes, get a shower, the whole nine yards. It was the craziest story. So anyway, you couldn't find this place. It was like this little community that was tucked away in the mountains. Beautiful area. So I'm up there trying to find a place to do my live shot for Fox News. And it was this, again, farmland, mountains, luscious green. I think it was in the summertime. And so this local farmer had invited me to set up on his front porch. And so we set up all the gear for the live shot. I'm in the middle of the live shot, and there's cows. They have cows all over the place. So I'm in the middle of doing the live shot, and all of a sudden I hear this god-awful noise. It sounded like a wildebeest was coming right at me on live TV. And I'm like, holy crap, what is that? You're trying to keep yourself composed on national TV. So anyway, we're doing the live shot. I didn't know what was going on. And look, here's the thing. If you're on national television, even if you've got like a wildebeest eating you, you don't want to lose your composure on national TV because everybody will make fun of you. So you got to go down with the ship, as they say. So after it was all over, I'm like, what in the world? And I turn around, and right behind me, you had a cow and you had a bull, and they were going at it in the throes of passion right there on Fox. Never seen anything like it, and I hope I never do. They were a little noisy, if you ask me. But anyway, they were just doing what comes naturally right there in Monteagle, Tennessee. All right, we've got to take a break. No, it's a true story, Parker. I don't make that stuff up. It was, what in the world is that? Unbelievable. I guess they got their water back. I can't remember how the story all ended, but there were some entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area, and you had all these New Yorkers. I knew my way of them around the mountains. But you had these guys, these Northerners, came down from the networks, ABC, NBC, CNN. And they actually, a bunch of local guys, offered to be their paid drivers into the mountains. They made tons of money. It was great. Oh, one other story. I don't know why I just remembered this. Speaking of Yankees. So remember the Gulf oil spill? There were a lot of reporters down there, and I got stuck. Oh, what was it? A couple of Cajun guys were going to take me out on a boat into Barataria Bay. And it was a rickety boat, but it was the only one available. And so we were going to go and we were going to get an up close view of the oil spill, and it was really nasty. And so anyway, when you're down in Cajun country and you're in Barataria Bay, there's a certain way that a man should dress and behave. And there was this old fellow from NPR. I'll never forget this. NPR. I had already gotten on the boat, and it was a rickety old boat. And the NPR reporter was walking down and then running down this boat area, the boat dock. And the guy was wearing loafers, and he was wearing a suit in the middle of Cajun country. And I'll never forget this, as he was flailing his hands, "Boys, wait for me." And I thought, oh, my God, they're never going to find our bodies. They're going to dump us both into the bay. You never know who you're going to run into out there covering news. All right, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up tonight on Newsmax, Senator Marsha Blackburn and Congressman Aaron Bean will join us. So going to be a lot of fun, 5 o'clock Eastern on the Todd Stern Show. So look, the police chief, there are now calls for her dismissal. They want the mayor of Cincinnati to fire the police chief because she's basically rolling her eyes at what happened over the weekend. Now, what happened over the weekend is you had a mob of black people who were targeting and attacking white tourists in downtown. And the police chief is being very dismissive of what happened. Our good friend Bill Cunningham from radio station WLW was on Newsmax with me last night, and here's what he had to say.
What a shocking thing that happened over the weekend in your city.
But Todd, first of all, I love Newsmax. I love Christopher Ruddy. In context, let's talk about going back a little bit in time. The so-called Cool Jazz Festival is now called the Music Festival. It invites about 150,000 people to come to Cincinnati and Paycor Stadium, the home of Joe Burrow, to watch the old Temptations, to watch Patti LaBelle. Janet Jackson might appear. Ice Cube might appear. It's an older crowd. So next to that is my ballpark, the Great American, in which the Reds are kicking the crap out of the Tampa Rays. So you had at one point about 150,000 people, a lethal mix between Paycor, the Great American Ballpark, then Ice Cube had the Big Three basketball tournament going on. And so the Cincinnati police completely overwhelmed. In context, Todd, in the last year, We've had approximately 2,500 car thefts. We've had about 20,000 shots fired in the city of Cincinnati, according to ShotSpotter. We've had a massive lawlessness difficulty, and the police are overwhelmed. We lost 40% of our population from 500,000 to 300,000, and the police that remain are underfunded, underappreciated. In fact, now I'm told that it's going to take another 1 to 2 years to replace just the cops that are leaving, not the cops that need to be hired. We're in a crisis in Cincinnati, which is similar to a crisis almost every urban area in America, with lousy schools, with underfunded police. We're a sanctuary city, but surrounding Cincinnati is a deep red sea. Unlike many other cities, if you're in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, you're completely in Trump country. But there's this blue pearl in the middle, which is the city of Cincinnati, that is in complete chaos. The police don't arrest individuals. They're told don't arrest someone open-air drug sales. Don't arrest anyone who's speeding. You might find out they don't have a license. Don't arrest people that are homeless, fornicating, urinating on the streets of Cincinnati. The police have a standoff approach. They don't want to know what's going on. And the police chief just held a news conference. They have identified five individuals who committed some of these vicious assaults, but none have been arrested. And I'm told that a poor woman that was a victim of the knockout game, you might recall in New York City, they had one punch, one out. And so that woman got punch and one out, and she's out. And there's eight more innings to go, Todd. Eight more innings to go in the city of Cincinnati. It is very sad.
So the mayor, Bill, responding earlier today, and here's the statement. Let's put that up on the screen, guys. I am outraged by the vicious fight that occurred downtown. Horrifying to watch. It's unacceptable, and disgusting behavior is intolerable in any part of our community. I'm just curious, Bill, what were people saying on your radio show today about all this?
Well, I had on Senator Bernie Moreno, and I had on the person running against the mayor, who is the half-brother of J.D. Vance, who attends my church, by the way, in Cincinnati. And they're saying that we have to have change. Now, the problem is this. We've not elected a Republican or conservative in Cincinnati as mayor for more than a half a century. The last city council 4 years ago had four members indicted and go to federal prison for bribes taken in office. We have the mayor who's not even in town. His name is Avtab Purival. He fashions himself to be the next Barack Hussein Obama. He's not in Cincinnati. Vacationing or at a conference somewhere. He's gone. And we know as Cincinnatians where not to go. In other words, during this festival, you don't go downtown. You avoid that like the plague. Restaurants want to shut down because of the difficulties. And so the mayor is gone. The city manager is completely incompetent. The police chief is well-intended, lost 20-25% of the workforce. She's telling cops, because the mayor says, don't enforce the law. Speeding, we have speed bumps everywhere instead of police pulling people over. We have 20,000 shots fired. We're going to have 400 people wounded this year. We're going to have 70 to 90 killed. And carjackings are up about 45%. In other words, we got problems.
Good God. Yeah, just a few. Real quick, I've got about 30 seconds here, Bill. At what point do the people say enough is enough here?
I said on my radio show, it's almost like the Stockholm Syndrome, in which those that are captivated and captives of the Democratic Liberal Party keep supporting those who enslave them, whether they were Democrats in the 1860s and 70s or Democrats today. We're a sanctuary city. The party in charge of liberal Democratic black voters in every major American city, they don't change because they suffer from the Stockholm Syndrome. I predict the mayor is going to run against J.D. Vance's half-brother. He's likely to get 70% of the vote, and he's AWOL. And the city council, about half were indicted, were replaced, and they don't know what the hell is going on. And we got 20,000 bullets flying around the city of Cincinnati, and we can't take it anymore, Todd. We're in crisis. Only the National Guard and the U.S. Marines can help.
Well, and Bill Cunningham, you are there covering it all, and I'm glad the good people of Cincinnati have a voice of common sense there on the radio.
All right, that's Bill Cunningham. Any of you folks in Memphis feel a kinship now with Cincinnati? It sounds exactly what we've been dealing with here in this city. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. I am fascinated by this story I'm about to share with you. from CNN. Quiet relationships, soft launches, and the rest of Gen Z's new love language. Reading here from the story, Cameron Greiser is the author. When someone scrolls through Val's Instagram page, they can see a recent camping trip she took with friends, a batch of homemade chicken nuggets, and a few of her favorite memes. But what they can't see, Val, age 22, got engaged 9 months ago to her boyfriend of 2 years. She never made a post about the proposal, and she doesn't plan to. She says, "We are happy and content as we are, living our lives together privately. No outsiders peering through windows, so to speak." Val lives with her fiancé in San Marcos, Texas. Asked CNN not to use her last name for privacy reasons. Now, according to CNN, Val is one of a growing number of young adults from Generation Z. That would be the ages of 28 years old down to teenagers who are opting for quiet relationships in which their love lives, the good and the bad, remain offline and out of view from a larger audience of friends and family. Parker, I'm curious. You knew this was coming. So you're in this age bracket here. Have you already gotten engaged and you just haven't told anybody about it yet?
No, I do not think my mom would be happy if I got engaged without telling her.
Right. But I mean, this, they're saying, you know, because you know how it is. A lot of these people now, they make these huge elaborate announcements. And now it's like we're reverting back to the way things used to be, which is nice and quiet.
I have seen that. And I also have seen it's where it gets younger and younger to where, like, now I've seen 3 people my age got engaged this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Which seems crazy to me. It's like, and I've been dating my girlfriend for over a year.
Wow.
But that still seems a little bit down the road.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, a lot of people your age are getting married, like 21, 22, and already starting to have kids.
It's crazy.
Have little Parkers running around.
We got some time before that.
Yes, we do. Well, you got graduation, job, marriage, and then you can have the little Parkers.
Yeah.
That's the way God intended.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Parker. I'm fascinated by this because it does appear that I think we've, you know, people are saying, okay, have we reached oversaturation in people's lives? It's really a great question. All right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, the last thing I posted on Instagram was my love affair with the Stuckey's pecan log roll. That was a good photo. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, ladies of the Todd Stern Show audience, I have a question for you. Do you watch The Golden Bachelor? There is a brand new season, season two. They did last season, and that was like a huge hit. Is the guy still alive? Do we know? That's a terrible thing to ask, but I was just wondering. Anyway, The Golden Bachelor says he is 66. His name is Mel Owens, and he's facing backlash for saying he refuses to date women over the age of 60. Now, Mel Owens is a former NFL linebacker, now a lawyer, and he told producers his preferred age range is 45 to 60. He also said, if they're over 60, I'm cutting them off. This is not the Silver Bachelor, it's the Golden Bachelor. He also said he doesn't want to date any woman with artificial hips. Okay. I'm predicting a bad ending for Mel. Good luck to you there, pal. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our number. We are big fans of the veterans community across this great nation, and we do whatever we can. I know we've helped out our local friends at the VFW Hall in Collierville, and they're always doing great work. And there is a great organization I want to tell you about called VetCom, and the CEO of VetCom is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Kate Monroe. Kate, good to have you with us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want you to tell our listeners about what you guys are doing over at VetCom. It is so awesome.
I feel like it's awesome, too. Thank you for that. We have helped 16,000 veterans get more than $7 billion in lifetime income from the VA by way of VA disability compensation in just the last calendar year. Our job is to ensure that veterans trying to make their compensation claims are delivered safely to the VA without hassle, without all the bureaucracy. We want to make sure that we coach them through each step so that they don't get lost in all of that red tape, and we do it very successfully. We also field about 200 suicide calls per month. We have veterans tell us because of this compensation, they are able to get the good cheese, to put roof over their head, to, you know, get a new car, to get their kids in college, to go on vacations. And it's just, we just radically change lives, and it's something I'm very proud of.
By the way, folks, the website address is VetCom, that's two M's, VetCom.us, and you're going to find all sorts of great information, resources there, and news. And you know, Kate, I'm so glad you guys are doing this, because this has been a big issue. I know in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, we have thousands and thousands of veterans, and yet there were very few case officers to help those veterans. And that's been this shortage has really, really been a problem for veterans, you know, trying to get help.
Oh, yeah. We help veterans all over the world. We're open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have 180 man crew that's here to make sure that we deliver veterans safely to their destination to get paid. And you're absolutely correct. There's a lot of veterans that live in smaller areas and just undermanned, understaffed, undergunned areas. And they love being able to do this process with us because they can do it from the comfort of their own home. They can do it without all the hassle and bureaucracy that, you know, comes with trying to do it for free. We tell people there are free organizations, but it could become very costly to you to try to do it for free without any help.
And that's where you guys come in with VetCom.us, and it's you guys have a great team there. And again, providing not just only resources, but guidance and support to kind of get people through the veterans through the filing experience, which I suspect can be a chore. And you guys really help simplify the signing up process.
Oh, for sure. When a veteran gets enrolled in our system, it usually takes them less than 4 months to get compensated, where if you go and try to do it yourself or do it with one of the free VSO organizations, you're going to take more like a year to 18 months. And from my experience, veterans need money now. You know, they're battling their bills right now. They're out in deep water, just barely treading right now. And so we want to make sure that we sort of fold time for them and take them through their intent to file, make their claim, prepare them for every exam, and make sure that we're there to support their questions, because veterans have what we would call veteran anxiety. It's this perfectionism, this fear of failure, that if they don't have a backstop or somebody with their hand on their shoulder saying, hey, I know you're freaking out, but we're going to go and finish it anyway. I'm 100% rated Marine Corps veteran, so I am in the same bucket with them, and so I know how to get them where they need to go. And we absolutely just, I feel like we do it just the flat best in the entire world.
Was there a moment, Kate, you're in the Marine Corps and you love the country, you love serving. Now that you're a veteran, was there a moment when you realized, okay, yeah, we've got to help veterans here get through these disability benefits and get them the help that they've earned?
You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, I actually got assaulted and I smashed my nose and eye socket, broke two ribs, crushed my right elbow, my right ankle. I just had a lot of emotional and physical things happen to me when I was in, and I actually, through a weird set of circumstances, got out with nothing. And then about 11 years later, I pursued getting rated, and it took me 3 or 4 times to finally get to 100. But what actually made me realize veterans need help, I owned a car dealership, and on the side of the building, I put veteran-owned and operated, and hundreds of veterans came to get cars that they couldn't afford. And I said, hey, do you have disability compensation? Well, after I helped about 200 people get compensated so they could buy a car, I said, I'm a solution provider. I am going to make a way and a path for all these people to overcome the big three reasons why they don't get paid. They tried it, they failed, they didn't know it was possible, or they don't feel deserving. And so we basically take all of that and help people make the decision to tackle it with our support and help. And it's just radically changed my life. It's given me the closure I needed. I didn't get to finish service. And so this is sort of my way to get closure for myself and give back to the veteran community.
And I suspect these numbers have gone up, Kate. But again, for our audience, you and your team have been able to secure well over $550 million in lifetime tax-free income for disabled veterans.
We hit the 7 billion mark last
year. Wow. That is remarkable.
So, yeah, we've helped twice as many veterans in the front half of this year than we did all of last year. We are per capita of the non-VSO organizations. We make the most claims in the world. I'm also the only female-owned version of this type of company in the world, and I think maybe we have a little bit more of that heart-led kind of, you know, leaned-in attitude toward our veterans, probably because of all the things that I went through.
Wow.
And so, you know, $7 billion helping 16,000 people. This month, we'll enroll 2,500 new veterans into our program.
Simply,
we made more claims in California for veterans than the American Legion did last year.
This is just remarkable. And again, folks, the website, if you would like information, I know we have a lot of military veterans listening to us, vetcom.us, and you'll find all sorts of great information. Just click on the website and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's super simple to navigate. You know, real quick, Kate, you've got to tell us about your incredible book. It's been out for just a little while. It's called The Race to Save America. Time is running out.
Yeah, the Race to Save America I wrote while I was running for Congress. And people don't want to know about problems. They know there's problems. There's a million problems. People want to know, what are you going to do about it? What are the solutions? So these are the top 13 major problems that we face as a country that are sort of event horizon points where if we don't pivot and turn back, you know, things could get very scary. And this book is a roadmap, sort of a guide to get us back corrected and back on course, sort of a forced alignment. And some of the things, interestingly, this administration, I don't want to say, oh, they read my book, but they're executing a lot of things that are in that book. Like if you look at military recruitment, you know, we were definitely at an event horizon there. And now look at us already making our numbers in the middle of the year. You know, it was if you swap wokeism for patriotism, isn't it magic how suddenly, you know, you rally this next generation of service members. So if you're looking for a way to help fix the country and you want to know more about that, please do go get your copy at theracetosaveamerica.com.
Yeah, that's right. Theracetosaveamerica.com. And you'll be able to get a copy of Kate's incredible book, Kate Monroe, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, Kate, again, where can people go? Let's go right back to VetCom. Where can people go if they want to get information, they want to get in touch with somebody? What's that process look like? What do they need to do?
Well, I mean, they can even text in. They can text in help or whatever they want to text in to 858-360-2227, 858-360-2227. It'll come right into the team that helps with enrollment. They can also go to vetcom.us, and there's a lead form right on the homepage, and somebody will reach out to them within 5 minutes.
That's wonderful. And also, there's a free claim review button. You'll see it up there on the upper right-hand corner. So click on that and just follow through. Again, super simple to get that free consultation. Kate, thank you for, first of all, serving our great nation, and thank you especially for supporting so many of our military veterans. It is great work you guys are doing over at VetCom.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me. And any veteran listening, please do reach out. You'll leave that review call much more empowered and excited and emboldened to go get what you're owed.
All right, Kate Monroe, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And again, we'll post a link up on our website, vetcom.us. That's vetcom.us. And I love their mission. It's right there on the front page of the website. Help 1 million veterans get their VA disability rating in 2024. I can't think of a more noble thing than that. And many of you may be veterans, and you are going through some issues. You're having a difficult time getting the claims through, the assistance you need. Well, that's where Kate and her great team are going to be able to help you out over VetCom. That's VetCom.us. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Is this true, gentlemen of the Todd Starnes Listening Show audience? Are you like Mel Owens? You don't want to date a woman with artificial hips? What's wrong with you? Jeez, Lou. This story is insane. But anyway, the Golden Bachelor, he was married from 2002 until the wife filed for divorce in 2020. Now, that's a big warning sign. That's a red flag right there. Owens has two sons, Lucas, age 20, and Andre, age 18. He played for the Los Angeles Rams from 1981 until 1989, and he said that he was looking for women on the show. They had to be physically fit, and they cannot have artificial hips or wigs. Well, there goes the WNBA player. Yikes. Comments on social media, not so good. One fan writing, Mel doesn't seem like the type for in sickness and in health. That's true. Another said, awful, I won't watch with a jerk in the lead. Another says, sounds like a real winner. Shocking ABC doesn't care that they're going to make women fight over a shallow, sexist jerk. Well, how do you tell if somebody has artificial hips? I mean, is that something you normally ask on a date? I had an issue when I, right after my open heart surgery, and, you know, I was out on a date and I didn't tell her that I was a cardiac patient. I kind of figured that wasn't going to go over very well, but she asked in the date, she was like, what is that ticking noise? And I said, it was my watch. And she says, why is it ticking faster now? I got busted. It is what it is. All right. Hang tight. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Eric Swalwell, the Democrat congressman from California. Remember that guy? He did the bang bang with the Chinese spy named Fang Fang. Remember that guy? Anyway, Eric Swalwell flexing his muscles Sunday in a video shared on X, and he's blaming Republicans for putting Congress on summer recess. Well, that part of it's true. Anyway, Swalwell was in his gym, and he was explaining during a set of bench presses that the Republicans adjourned early and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, he's catching a little bit of flack because he was only benching like 130 pounds, and it is what it is. The video shows the rep completing 11 reps of bench presses before cutting to the campaign logo. Others said, yeah, his bench press, not all that impressive. They say it's embarrassing. Another saying a grown man should be able to bench more than 135 pounds. The mayor of Surprise, Arizona, Jack Hastings, writing, back in high school, I'd be terrified to think about what would happen to me if I put up the camera to film myself repping 135 pounds. Swalwell is not alone in being mocked for his exercise routine. After Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene shared her exercise routine with 60 Minutes, she became enshrined in a subreddit page dedicated to cringe. Oh, man, I hate those Reddit people. Those are very unkind folks. I'm just telling you. You know, I've been hitting the gym. And, Parker, I try to go in the off hours. And you know why? You know why I do that, Parker? I don't want somebody filming me. And you know they would do that.
I wouldn't want that either.
No. There's Starnes on the treadmill. Years ago, wow, this brings back a bad memory. Years ago, Parker, Fox sent me down to cover the Westminster Dog Show. You know that big dog show at Madison Square Garden? That thing is insane. And the people involved in that are slap crazy insane. I mean, if you remember, there was a movie made. It was a parody movie called Best in Show. That's real life in the dog, in that competitive dog world. So anyway, they thought it would be fun to send Todd Stearns, a Fox News reporter, award-winning journalist, to Doggy Day Spa. So they sent me, they had like a whole spa, and like the dogs could get like in a little swimming pool, a kiddie pool, and they had like a little, they had little treadmills for dogs. There were three of them. And so anyway, my producer thought it would be clever if I got up on the treadmill with the dogs. So there's video over at Fox, we'll have to find it, of me walking on the treadmill alongside two little pit bulls or whatever you call them. And then I fell off the treadmill because it's hard doing a stand-up on TV. You know, you're trying to stand up on TV and you're doing the interview and you're trying to have a good time and you're not watching where you're going. And the next thing you know, you're flying off the treadmill. Not one of my better moments at Fox News Channel. Right up there when they, geez, why am I having all these horrible memories? I remember when we were in Tampa, Florida, covering the Republican National Convention, and they tried to get me up on an elephant. And the only people, no, this is at Busch Gardens. And thank God the zookeeper said, are you people nuts? We're not putting him up on top of an elephant. And not only was I relieved, I think the elephant was too. That would have been a bad day at Fox News headquarters, I'm just saying. All right, we've got to scoot out of here, folks. It has been a great day. Thank you for hanging out with me for the past 3 hours. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, be sure to watch the show on Newsmax. We are jam-packed. We're going to be talking to J.D. Vance's half-brother, Corey Bowman, running for mayor of Cincinnati. Also, Bill Cunningham is going to be back with us, as well as Senator Marsha Blackburn and Aaron Bean. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great one. We will see you back here on the radio tomorrow. Be good, America.